What I decided to do is to do mitzvahei with hasogis. With the hasogis of the Ramban, we'll go through it, okay? And then, you know, we'll pick up where we left off, which I have other things to talk about. This, but this, I'd rather do this first, you know, that just clear the air. I hope I finished the whole thing. I worked on it again and again and again and again. Okay? Okay. Rambam, and I'm going to go now to Kapach, and we'll go to the Arabic, and we'll see what we can do, okay? I didn't talk to the Arabics, I asked them, but I remember other things they told me about other things, other places. We'll see what happens, okay? V'amitzvah chamishis hu hatzivui shenitztavinu ba'avoidosoi. There's a mitzvah that the Rebbeinu Sholom bi'avoidosoi. And the will of it in the other bi'avoidosoi, the mitzvah bi'avoidosoi, very strange. That's the way he translates it, Kapach, and it's okay. That's the way he translates it. And say, hey, one second. And that's what the Arabic is. It's not understood. That's what it seems to be. Okay? Babudosoi. Babudosoi. V'kvar nichbal atzivu azeh kama pomim. Okay? Not pomim. Pomim, it means many times. I can make this thing really pomim. He gives a few, but there's one there in the text, which is not in the Arabic. He has, in the text, got an extra posik, which wasn't in the Arabic. But okay. V'oma v'avaritem es Hashem elokeichem. V'oma v'omru v'oise sav v'oidu. V'omru v'oma uli ovdoi. Okay, three. So this is trying to explain that it's nichpal. Okay, so there are two issues in nichpal: that it's not a separate mitzvah. Okay, so that's what nichpal. Even though Torah says many times, it's not a separate mitzvah. Miyam mitzvahs. It also, nichbal, means that it's chomor, but what the Indian of chomor means in mitzvah say, we don't know, and mitzvah say, discusses in Shoresh Tashi, okay? That it's a big oinish, and whatever, the shmaim. The afalpi, now the Ram here is having an apologetics. The afalpi shegam atzivui hu min atzivuyim hakloliyim. Okay? Okay. The emes is the apologetics here is in place, but strange. Okay. See, what do you have to apologize? Okay. Afalpi shegam atzivuhu min atzivuyim aklolim shekmo shebi'alnu hare yesh bo yichud. But you see, I would have said there's a yichud. I see, he starts backwards. He assumes that he could have been moineh it. Okay, he could have been moineh it. But the problem is that it has a mitzvah. But until you introduce the union of tefillah, l'chayr have nothing to be minor. It's a little strange the way he organized it, because l'chayr you should have said there's an union mitzvah. You know, he hasn't mentioned what the mitzvah is yet. The mitzvah is b'avodasai, and l'chayr b'avodasai is not a mitzvah, because the mitzvah l'chayr l'kol ha'Torah kula. Okay. A little strange. The Afa Pisha Gamatsivu Human Atsivuyim Hakloliyim Kmoshibiyanu Bisharishovi Hariyesh Bo Yichud Kihut Sivui Alat Fila Voloshin Sifri Ula Obdezu Tfila Vi Omru Oid Uli Obdezu Talmud. It's very interesting. he quotes another drosh of Talmud, okay, and he quotes, okay, the Sifri, I think he reverses the order of the Sifri, and he's not bothered by it. But it should be, they both should be in the mitzvah, whatever it is. I'm not sure exactly, in other words, he means, is it inyam yuchad of tefillah, or is it inyam yuchad of teira? It's in okay. Then, because he doesn't explain what happened over here. And b'frat, there's a problem, because what exactly happened over here? And there's a very strange thing, okay? Now let's say, just for argument's sake, okay, that the pre-todor is, in Taylor, pre-todor is an exotic fruit, okay? Okay, pre-todor, that's just very nice, you know, beautiful fruit, okay? It's not clear in the Torah what we're talking about at all, correct? So when the Torah says pre-todor esrig, is it mafkir what you would have said or any other pshat you would have said, or both still exist? So l'chayit mafkir. When you say ayin tachas ayin, it's not yet both possibilities. The ayin tachas ayin is mamon, and you don't have another possibility, correct? Okay. But what happens over here when it says l'avdei zutfila, or l'avdei zuteir, whatever the teir means here, whatever it means, l'cheira, if it would be to the exclusion of the general issue of avodah, so then he has no kasha. The Afalpi, and the whole formulation is strange. It's not Bavui Dosai, it's the Mitzvah's Tefillah. But he formulates the Mitzvah's in Avodah, and he says that it's not Mafkiah. We find such things, okay? Even the Ram, let's say, not necessarily says them. I'll try to find you other things that he might have said were foolish. For example, Lo Yumsu Avos Alvonim, okay? The Rambam, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, in Azhara, Reish Pei Zayin, Shlo Yoi Korov, Shnem Lo Yumsu Avos Abonim, Lo Yumsu Avos, Mipi HaShmua, Shlo Yumsu Avos, Be'edus Bonim. So that's Mipi HaShmua, that's the Pirush HaMakubal, correct? But, L'chir, you can't say that the Pshuta Shal Mikra doesn't exist, okay? You could have said, maybe the Ram disagrees and the Ramban doesn't exist. But you have a problem, okay? And let's just say the Ram disagrees with the Pasuk, okay? Because the problem over here is the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim. Divrei Yomim, what we call Divrei Yomim Beis, or the Galach who made the convention, Divrei Yomim Beis, Perich Hofei Pasuk Dalet. The Es Bineim Loi Hemis, Ki kakosu b'teira b'seifa Moshe ashet sivu Hashem lemo lo yomusu ovois albonim obonim al yomusu ovois ki ish b'cheto yomusu. So chayra, the pasuk is also taken kipshuta. So you don't want to say that the Meseira has a machlokes the Pirush Mekubal. You know, even the Rambam is very strange, he doesn't mention this in Minyan HaMitzvahs, this Pshut HaPshat. Well, L'Cheira, what happens is, the Piyah Shmua is an addition, I assume, but not to Mafkiah. Okay. And that L'Cheira is what's going on here. Because otherwise there's never Kasha. So what's the Kasha? Or Dodor? Ubo HaPiyah Shemakubal, or Dodor is the Pshat and Pasuk, Shalom Yisrael. Or Dodor is the Esrei. Or Dodor is the Ayin Tachas Ayin. I just want to tell you, this is Rabbi Isai. I think that this approach the Rambam bought into, you'll see how much is Muchach in Akotze and the Mishnah Torah and in the Prote Mitzvahs before, but listen to this Lashon and decide yourself. Minyan Akotze, what's the mitzvah? Lehispalo loy. Here he says, Nistavinu Bavui Dosser. in the minyan hakotz it says l'spal eloi. Shnei mavatim es Hashem Elokecha avoid the zuhi tefila. So yeah, you could have assumed that it means that it's mafkia l'cheira. That's what the words seem to say. Okay, Rambam in the beginning of his tefila perek aleph halach aleph before we get to the part of mitzvahs. Mitzvah say l'hispal b'chol yoyim shnei mavatim es Hashem Elokechem. Pierschmu lomdu, shavui de zu, he tvila, shenemula of the bechol of abchem, omuchachomim, ezi, he avoid the shabalezu tvila. Shalom on Yisrael. In the Prati Amitzis, in Reishilchus tvila, yesh bechol and shtem mitzis ase, achas laavur es Hashem, bechol yoim betvila. Lachayra, so the chayr, you would assume that all these other sources don't have this problem as mitzvah kalelis. There's no problem over here, b'chal. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs presents something which is not clear he himself buys into in other places. But the idea, I don't know how many people talk about this when they work on this, but the chayr, that's a pretty obvious point. I didn't say it was not, you know, lo b'shamayim. Correct? Vayzeh.
Why does the Rambam, I mean, he's prepared to maintain the Kolelis aspect, yeah. But when he gets to Mikdash here, he talks and says, and insists that it's Tefillah.
So what should Kolelis mean? Why would it be Mitzvah Kolelis or Mikdash?
I mean, if it's an Avodah Sekarbonis.
That's not Mitzvah Kolelis. That's Mitzvah Kolelis, he talks L'chir V'Kolato Kula. I don't know, we have to go back to Sherish Dalit and see how far it goes, okay? Because Avodah B'Mikdashay, according to the Rambam, is the Teres Achatas and Teres Asham and Teres Ashlam. That's what Avodah B'Mikdashay means. And the Ramban's ready to say that it's Mitzvah Achas. He's ready to say such a thing in Sherish Yud Beis. That's not the gate.
My message is, but he talks about Talmud, right? He says Avodah is Talmud also.
Who said Talmud is, you want me to deal with Talmud? I'll explain to you what it is, okay? Okay. See, I'm not sure you can do what I'm going to do with Talmud with this. I might have been, but this way I'm okay. Go, whatever. So it's very strange. Talmud is not a separate mitzvah, and this is. So I think what happens is that the Rambam learns that whatever this inyan is not necessarily a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi, but if you have a mitzvah in Talmud Torah, there's a separate issue, an inyan of avoida in Talmud Torah, and this is an extension of what the mitzvah means. But in tefillah, there's no separate mitzvah tefillah. So the issue of the Pirush HaMekubal, which is an avoida, L'chayra has to be separate mitzvah. Okay. Now I want to point out to you there's a separate mitzvah of avodah in Talmud and independent of the mitzvah. Okay. L'chayra is yinid. Okay. So the emes is lo mimecha tovi lachmoy, because in the Sifri itself it's much like that. Because listen to the Sifri, it's in Piska Memal of Ovdoi, Zet Talmud, it starts with Talmud. Atoim is Zet Talmud, O Eino El Avoida, in general. How Yoime, Vayika Hashem Elokim, Eso Odom, Vayanichehu began Eden, Li Ovdo Uli Shomro. The Ovdo Ul Shomro. Okay. The Chima Avoida Lishova, Umash Mir Lishova, I assume it means what exactly was the avodah and shmira necessary in Gan Eden, I assume. Yeah, it's a little bit, the lotion is a little bit, you know. Yeah, I understand. Okay, good. 100%. But the question is, what does it mean? You know, okay, good. Vishava, holamarito, liovdo ze Talmud. Ulishomvo, elu mitzvahs. So I assume the elu mitzvahs are the Zayin mitzvah b'nei Noach. Okay. And there's a separate issue of the Talmud, even though there's no mitzvah Talmud Teira in Ben Noach, because Ben Noach Shavuot Talmud Teira is the Chayim Misa. But there was a mitzvah of Avoidah Talmud, okay, whatever that is. וכשם שעבודת מזבח כו יעבודה, כך תלמוד כו כו יעבודה. Okay, you can say no. I understand that. I was waiting for that, and I know you can. I can tell you that it's because it's Moirasa, he it's only after it's given to you. So I understand. I didn't even mean it. I was waiting, I'm sorry. I apologize, okay? Now, what does he mean? Can you do one thing? What does he mean? Ukishem sha'avidus mizbeach kuya avidah, kach talmud kuya avidah, okay? Because it means that the chefsa of Avodah HaKorbanos is Avodah. There's nothing else. Okay? There's nothing else within Avodah, because you can't call it Stam L'Cheir Avodah unless it is Avodah. The Shaili is, what does he mean? That's what he means by Teira, or the Chefsa from Talmud is Doch Avodah? Well, I already thought the Kshem. Or Ki'ilu, there's an element in Talmud Teir, which is Avodah. That's what I would have assumed, but I'm not sure. It's independent of the mitzvah. Because whatever you want to say, there was no mitzvah Talmud Teir. I'm not getting into the problem, there was no mitzvah Talmud Teir to Ben Noach. But it's the inyan of Avodah, but Talmud.
Why couldn't the
Rambam
say that Mikdash means
Avodah? I didn't explain anything. We'll see this. I didn't say anything. Okay, but I don't think if you want, I'll tell you now. Okay, because you can't, once you have a mitzvah from Avodah and all this nitesiv over here is Avodah, you're not nitesiv anything. In Talmud Torah, you can say it's a chelik. Over here, the shadows was in the chadish over here. Okay? That's what I was going to say this later if you wanted it, it'll be now. Okay? Okay? Okay. Say that. Tova Acher. That's where he ends.
There's no tefillah at all.
What?
There's no tefillah at all.
Give me a second.
Okay, fine.
Okay, give me a second. Okay. But that's because he stopped me. I stopped moving the Sifri. But L'Cheira, what it says is, there's an issue of Avodah in Talmud Torah independent of the mitzvah. L'Cheira, that's what it says, correct? Tov Acher Le'ov Zutfila Atoimeh Zutfila Einu El Avodah Talmud B'chol Levav B'chol Nafshechem V'chiyesh Avodah B'Lev Homa Talmud Le'imo Le'ov B'chol Zutfila. All different drushes, okay? They say all different psukim, okay? Kshem Shavuot, then he says, Umatam Eloim Ola Ovdoi, Zut Filo Kshem Shavuot is Mizbech Kui Avoida, Tacht Filo Kui Avoida. But the Chetz Shavuot is Zachar Avoida, so it has to be a separate mitzvah. Okay? So that's pretty good. That's okay. So, you know, kibi chesav avoida, so either that is the mitzvah, or it's b'chal another mitzvah. Okay, so you know, or, you know, which could be that is the mitzvah from two different angles. Next. Now, that's the pshat in the Sifri. There's an inyan of avoida in Talmud, which is this chadish over here. Okay. There's an inyan of avoida tefillah, which is this chadish over here. Because without the pasuk, we wouldn't have known it. Correct. And there's a chiddush over here in the Gzeres HaKosuv of the Ovda Yisru Talmud, out of the D Inyan from Avoida, this Inyan from Avoida, which was B'shas before the Chet, the Sheovar, it became Ki'ilu. Besides the Mitzvah Talmud Teira, there was the Inyan of Avoida. We pick up again this Avoida, the Sheovar. It's a very interesting thing. That's the Chadash of Matan Torah, or the new mitzvah from Talmud Torah, and the old mitzvah, which is independent of mitzvah Talmud Torah, or the mitzvah Avoid of Talmud Torah. The Shaila is, you know, it's very nice jargon. The Shaila is, what does it mean? So, frankly, I'm not saying anything. Okay, I'm just going to read to you. Rabbeinu Hillel. Okay? In Sifri. Al Atar. Ula Obdei Ze Talmud. And he writes like this. Tahainu Li Obdei Bedivre Seira. Velasik Behen Todir. Ot the Lasik Behen Todir. That's an Avoida. Shadows, what does it mean? So, you know, you could have asked the question. I don't know if you should ask. You could say, the Yisgir Malayla. No, so what's the door? What's Toddy? That's the Chiddush over here. What's that? So I would have said, but I'm not sure I'm correct, that over here, after the Avodah from Toddy, is even when it's colossally, even then, when it's the magnitude of difficulty is almost beyond human proportions. Okay? When it's a very difficult thing to do. Every matzav, any situation that man is in. So I remember Rav Gerlich Zichron Levracha, when he was talking about something, we're discussing it, various inyanim and Paraduma, the Mishnah is in Parah, he says, although the Mishnah I learned in a bunker in Europe, okay? And that's the Rambam in Perek Al Luchos Talmud Teira Halacha Ches. Kol Yish Yisrael Chai B'Talmud Teira Bein Oni, Bein Oshir Bein Sholim B'Gufoi Bein Bal Yisurin Bein Bocho Bein Sheho Yizokin Godol Shetoshes Kreichai. Okay? Afilu hoye oni hamispanis menat stoka umachazi ala psochim veafilu bal yishu bonim chayv volizman l'talmud teir v'yom b'layla shem v'yisa b'yom b'layla. Okay, and just to give you another example, I remember the last time I visited Rav Alper Zichron Levracha, he came to Menachem Ovomir one day later and then, but I came to visit him and he was taking his chemotherapy treatment. Okay, and I think it was in NYU, I don't remember exactly, and I remember looking at what he was learning. Frankly, I still remember the shock in my mind. Okay, he was learning Hilchos Kriya on the way before. He only insisted that it was on the daycare center so he can come and say the tashir in the afternoon, and he was learning before they were ready to roll him in for the chemotherapy. Over the time there was radiation, I remember what I think it was radiation, he was learning Chos Kriya. what he taught. I mean, I learned that he was like, he was a kind of God. That's what it is. Oto, that's the avoda from Talmud Torah. Todia. Todia.
The Gizu of Yom Balayla implies Torah because it tells you time. But the main pasuk there is Lo Avdo B'Chol Levavchem. That seems to be more in line with what you're saying, that you have to overcome, do it with
that's,
all your heart.
Yeah, but he says Todia. In the Begisa Yom Malayla, I'm just from the Gam says it over here in the Begisa Yom Malayla, I would have said the way it's presented over here, you know, it's because there's an element of Avida. Okay? And that's what I think that the Chofetz Chaim Mestama learned that was what's Pshuta Shel Mikra. Because of Gershon Zichron Levracha, used to say over from the Zayde that it says for who you are for my Ela Shanochi Mitzav Chayim Levecho Bishnant Levecho Dibal Tabom Bishiftecho Bebeisecho Uvlechtecho Baderech Uvishoch Bacho Uvkumecho. Okay, so if you go there Ahu B'Divrei Torah Ksiv, so there's a mitzvah from Talmud Torah, B'shoch b'chol v'kumecha, but it's also a mitzvah from Talmud Torah v'lech t'cho b'derech. And when he was b'derech, he used to insist that you had to learn b'derech, and there used to be a certain mishnah in Bava Kamma. I don't know what the mishnah, I remember which mishnah even said, Shein Kesef. What has to do with derech? Basically, I've guessed that, although not the mishnah that the Zayde used to chaza when he was b'derech. It's b'chol matzah, b'chol todir, otosir avida. It's very interesting. I would even go further if you want, okay? I don't know if I should do this, but I'll do it anyway, okay? If you know this is an Eglei Tal, okay? The psicha to say for Eglei Tal. But it basically is a Rav Menoho. Because Rav Menoho says in all mitzvahs, We don't say mitzvah lahonis nidno. We say mitzvah lav lahonis nidno. But in Teira it's different. Because in Teira, under the chesed for mitzvah, is the chesimcha. Okay? So I could have imagined, even though I may be completely like off, okay? But I could have imagined, under the mitzvah's Talmud Teira, okay, has to do with simcha. And the chesed for mitzvah is simcha. But it's not clear to me the inyan from Avodah Shabbat and the inyan from Todir, where you're not in the matzav. I don't know, what is exactly? You're supposed to be enjoying it when you're thus, or thus the Avodah? Okay? I'm not sure about that, but I thought that, you know, it gives you a little bit food for thought. Okay? So, and that, I think that you can also have another side to this from what I heard from the Rav once. The Mishnah says in Brachos, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Korcho, Lo Mekodmo Parsha Shema, Levohoyim Shmoya, Kedei Lekabel Lov Ol Machu Shomayim Tchila, V'yachar Kach Mekabel Lov Ol Mitzvahs. Okay. So there's all mitzvahs in the second parasha, and all malchus shemayim in the first parasha. See, if you would have asked me, I would have said that the kabbalas all malchus shemayim in the first parasha is yichud Hashem, as the Ram says in mitzvah beis, that the mitzvah beis of yichud Hashem is called malchus. As it says in Rambam. Okay, but listen to the Ram Mishnah Teira. Listen to the Lashon. Umahu kere shloisha parashis eluhein shma voim shmoy vayom umakdim vikol shma parashis shma. So we say umakdim vikol parashis shma mipnei sheyesh bo lechera. He's saying over the Mishnah in Brachos lechera. Correct. So what does the Rambam say? Ibn Shieshbo Yichud Hashem Fiavose V'samudai shehu ho'ika ha'godo shakol toliboy. Oto steht in Rambam, oto the Talmud Torah is also part of Kabbalah, oto the Talmud Torah is also part of Kabbalah Svarach Shemayim. And if it's part of Kabbalah Svarach Shemayim, it's not only Yichud, or that's the three, oto the ganze Kabbalah Svarach Shemayim, or that's far all mitzvahs. So if it's an element of Talmudai, which is Kabbalah Svarach Shemayim, well, that's what the Sifri is talking. It's only a suggestion, but that's still chayra. That's where I package it. Okay.
And this is around before the mitzvah Talmud.
What?
This is around before the mitzvah itself.
No. In Gan Eden, it was around before the mitzvah Talmud. Correct. Lo avdo l'shem u'shomro. Okay. However, with Matan Torah, the Torah said ki ilu, there's a mitzvah in Talmud Torah, and did a double take that the mitzvah, which was the Sha'oval, is also Negeya, and it's a chelif mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's an element of Talmud Torah, which is a mitzvah, it's an element of Talmud Torah, which is an Avela. Okay. In Avodas HaMikdash, oto the ganze mitzvah is an Avela. In Tefillah, the ganze mitzvah is an avodah. In Talmud Torah, you have both. That's what I would have said. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's what I think that you should want to say. I'm not, I'm not trying to go over this. I'm just trying to deal with the words here.
Why did Rambam transpose it?
Transpose what?
It's
free. What?
Flipped the order.
He flipped the order. I'll tell you something. Because the discussion about Talmud Torah is not negated to him. He's interested in whether, because the fact that there's an inyan miyuchad in Talmud Torah is not a reason it should be midyan mitzvahs. It's only a reason for it to be part of the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, okay? But the ula avdai over here as tefillah is the reason to have a separate mitzvah midyan mitzvahs. Because the mitzvah of pshutai is the mitzvah kolos kolos, so let's just try to explain. But just being honest, that the other thing is mentioned, which was interesting, I'll tell you something. I would ask you a different question. The Rambam, offhand, is exposing himself, okay? Because, so what exactly happened? Ba'avodasai. He means that, and he quotes the Sifri as Kiyul Raya. And he always quotes Tefillah afterwards as the Raya, correct? And there's no discussion about Teira afterwards, correct? About Talmud Teira. So I think that he wasn't even bothered by this question. He flipped the order because it's not a being a dull portion to him. There's no kasha about it because it's part of his commentary. That's what I would have said. It's very strange. There's no discussion about this at all. Okay? And that's what I would tell you. Interesting, no? You know, I'm just telling you, see, what I think was interesting, you know, you've seen these Rambams. Everyone talks about them. Everyone talks about them. It's probably, you know, it's Mamash Drash Be'Rav. In the same way when I was a young boy, everyone used to say Shagasai Drashes. Now they say that. Then there was Stipler Drashes. Then, okay, whatever. Okay. There. The Rambam, the Rambam, that's a classic, okay? But I'm just trying to say, you know, let's learn. Bosh Deito. Then he goes on. Uber Mishnose show Rebbe Eliezer Benoy Sharabi Saglili Omro Minayin Li Ikat Filo Besicha Mitzvah Ikat Filo Betecha Mitzvah. The Ram seems to learn that it's a mitzvah in Minyan Mitzvah. Li Ikat Filo Betecha Mitzvah. And that's also why the Rambam seemed to forget about Talmud Torah, because all the other drushes are focusing on the element of tefillah. Okay. Shenem mehocha es Hashem elokecha tiro oisei tavud. Oisei tavud. V'omru oisei tavud. the omru idub b'teirosoi idub mikdoshoi. So I'm not sure b'chlau how the Rambam learns. He doesn't tell you idub b'teirosoi. Okay, whether it is or mitzvah teira, or he means Talmud Teira, I'm not sure what he means exactly, okay? Ivdu b'seirase. Okay? Because in general, Teira is Teira shebiksav out of the mitzvahs. I don't know, chesed. Ivdu b'seirase. Ivdu b'mikdoshe. Then he does something amazing over here. And he's only focused on the second one, okay? Because the first one for him presents no problem. Well, it's back again Teira, and it's not a problem for him. Or it's back again, or it means Kol HaTorah Kula, that's no problem for him, okay? Okay. It may be a reason, you know, it may be a reason to say that the Pirush HaMekubal is not Mafkia. Because you can't say both of them together. If it's Mafkia, you don't say it. Okay. Okay. Whatever it is, not a problem. But the second part, Ivdu b'mikdosho, is a problem. And he's not ready to say that Ivdu b'mikdosho, you know, is avodas hakorbanos, and because there's no reason, that's gufa what avodah is. Vaischois. Okay, whatever. Okay. So he says kloima, and he's aware kloima that this is not. But I guess from Rav Hechach he's saying it. Kloima. Shehei hamatora. Okay. And this is a very important word. The Arabic over here, and we'll see, because we spoke about this. Those who were here for Shurish Yud Beis, okay. The Arabic over here is very important. I never had a chance to talk to anyone about it today, but I think, you know, I've gained enough in Arabic in order to speak about it, okay. Because the Arabic over here says Kitsuda. Okay? Kuf Sandi Vov Dalet He. Okay? Now, let me show you something else. And then I'll say this here. Okay? I'll show you something else. If you go back, we spoke about this about Rikos. At least this is the next part. Okay. Excuse me. No, I'm close. Let's go back to Shurish Yud Beis. Okay. He talks at the beginning of Shurish Yud Beis. You do a sheishin and savino lasas ma'isim. And it says a simple thing, and there are many other things that are part of it. You go to Omru. Okay, that's a mitzvah from Binyan HaMikdash, correct? Shizu mitzvah saseh. Michlal HaMitzvah. Vihi shehei lonu. Bayis. And he translates shehei loponim, okay? But whatever with the loponim, you know what he says the bayis is? In the original Arabic, it's bayis. Maktsud kuf tzadi vov dalad, or the mikdash is ketsud maktsud. Okay, and the imdu this makes it very interesting. I mean, without this, you know, you're missing. Okay, the kitzur is in the mitzvah from binyan hamikdash. Well, if you remember, we had long discussions about this. The Gam reflects in the mitzvah being a mitzvah chof in a little bit different way, and in Yud Aleph, in Sherish Yud Aleph, he calls it base maksud. And there, Kapach translates it, okay. The base maksud, in Sherish Yud Aleph, he says, one second. I mean, Sherish Yud Beis, I mean. He says, Shizu mitzvah tasei achas, michlala mitzvah, Vihi shehei lono bayis she'elo ponim. It's a target, elo ponim, okay? That's why it says over here, matola. Okay? Matola. Ibdu. That's what he says over here in Hay. Correct? Okay, good. But I mean, that's not what I'm just trying to tell you. I'm telling you that's the Arabic. I understand. The truth is that. Beinainu, what he says over here, I'm not even interested. Okay? I want to know. Vushtein Ramba. Okay? And here it is. In Mitzvah Hay, he says, Ivdu b'miktoshay yanik tzuda la'al tzol la'o. That means that it's an Indian of Ktsuda Latsalo. So here he interprets Matora. Kloima, Yani, Kloima, Shiehea Matora lihispalboi. Vinichachoi, and Noichach of the Mikdash, Kmo Shebeel Shlomo. Okay? And this is the Ktsud, the Bais Maksud. Okay? Before that, you know, that's a very, I was jumping today when I realized, I didn't realize, looking back at my notes, I'm not sure, could be I had it already, but this is very important, okay? He translates a little different, very strange, and I don't even know if he refers back one to the other, but that's the point, correct? Do you understand? It's like a different world now. Now, let's now move on, okay? I'm just sure that Bummer's address, as they point this out. Okay, can I continue? I didn't do anything.
I don't think I'm getting the
I didn't say anything.
No,
I just read the Arabic, and I read the way he translated the Arabic.
Well, what's the base of? I'm not getting the base of
it. I didn't say anything. I just said that the word over here, when he talks about Ivdu b'mikdoshay, okay, something about Ivdu b'mikdoshay seems to be from the purposes of the general ideas of what Mikdash is all about. Mikdash is a base maksud, and the ksud is, what's the ksud? It's ki'ilu
to daven.
And ivdu means to pray there or the nechachoy, and that is the maksud. Okay, I didn't do anything, but that's amazing. If you don't have that, you know, you're missing the whole point here. And Ilu Bosi Mishul Zer Zera Boys, I just said, Oto Dos Dos. Okay? What? Okay, now, one second. I want to tell you something. Okay? Now, I'm not sure, okay, if the difference is Mikdoshoi, I'm not sure the difference between the Mikdosh and Neukacha, I'm not sure exactly how it goes, but Oto Dos Dos, correct? And that's what Shlomo Melech means, okay? Now, it's very important, correct? Now, Themis is, you don't understand what's going on over here. Because very nice. You know, the state Rambam, that Neuchacham Mikdash is the Reise. Okay? Correct? Or the state is though, because otherwise, but what does he want over here? The Rambam's not interested in dinim and sefer mitzvahs. The answer is that he's bothered in minyan. That why should he say ivdu b'miktosho is a sefer mitzvah? And the answer is that it's part of the mitzvah's tefillah of meichah mikdash. It's a chelik of the mitzvah's tefillah. Okay, that's what he wants. He's not here to tell you drosh at the Rambam. The Rambam's interest over here is to explain. The Rambam has two interests in the minyan mitzvahs. One, possibly to define the mitzvah in a clear way, okay? And secondly, to explain why he puts it in the minyan, okay? And he puts it in the minyan and not another mitzvah from Ibn Mikdosha, because Ibn Mikdosha is part of this mitzvah. Shalom Yisrael. Beseda? Okay? Now, further, okay. And that's the ivdu. It's an unbelievable thing. Since there's an inyan miyuchad for avodah in mikdash or whatever it is, this and the mitzvah from tefillah is the avodah. the direction of tefillos should be mikdash. And that's also part of the etzem avodah. If I'm not mispalel necha mikdash, I'm missing the dereisa dikedin from the mitzvah tefillos, not likuva. But I'm missing the dereicha necha mikdash. It's an ivdu, but it's not ivdu but mikdasha. Okay? Is it amazing? Okay.
Was he saying because there's a lashon of avodah has to be shy to the mikdash in the mitzvah tefillah?
I didn't say it to shy. I can't tell you. That's the pirush mekubal is. I can't tell you how it works. That's what we learned what the Shlomo HaMelech meant, and Chazal learned the Sapa Shlomo HaMelech. There's a separate inyan from avodah, and the emes is, even though it doesn't talk about it, I get the impression, and maybe I should have a separate discussion over here about this, okay? The question is, see, as far as we're concerned, that's enough, correct? Because all he really needs to tell us over here is that it's not a separate mitzvah, correct? But the question is, where does mikdash come in, okay? So, if, you see, it's also very strange, and maybe he's talking Megala this, Megala Tefach, Mechas Tefachayim. What does he say, at least the way Kapach translation, he says in Mitzvah Hey, he says, look at the Lashon, he says, Sheyehei Kloy Mishay HaMatora L'Yispal HaBoy V'Noy Chachay. What's the Matara? What's the Matara? So he means that it's taka akim of avodah mikdash. Not only, and that's why he translates, that's why the Ram says in Klal Yudbeis, he says, ukkagoin v'osali mikdash, shizu mitzvah sasei achas, mechlav ha-mitzvahs. Vihi shehelonu bayis she'elo pinim u v'klap of tia sayaya, whatever that is, I'm not getting involved in that, okay? Ubei, it's a question, it's a separate thing I have on this, but I'm not getting involved, okay? 88, he says, tegamti v'mila adoyim le'alot, shinyonu halicha likras, of Mesh, we'll see exactly. Okay. Uboti akrova. The akrova is not the first thing on the list. Vishom yis asu muadim. The separate, in other words, he's telling you what mitzvahs, the chiddush is that even though it's kuru boy, how many mitzvahs you're supposed to do in it, in itself is a separate mitzvah. So what's this inyan of mikdash, of there should be base maktsud? What the separate issue, the separate inyan, the tzcham is the first thing. It's mamish kol pella. Is the avodas hatfila, and that's ivdu b'mikdash. That's what this chadash over here. And then chavei say, is an amazing thing. It's that the mikdash, because it has to do with the mitzvah beis maksud, or that the beis maksud. Okay, I don't know. One second, let me finish. Let me show you something. Now I want to read Tiach Rambam. Okay, I'm going to read Tiach Rambam. I'm going to tell you a diuk, which you might not have ever seen, but you should kick yourself for it. Okay, if you didn't see it, the Rambam Perik Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Gimel. The question is, before we start, in Nei Begivoy, okay, the Om was one place, and the Avodah was in another place. Or, you know, it was only Dafka Mikdash with Shlomo, was Chash. Where did you daven? Directions of Tefillah. Okay? So I could imagine, it only was the Chadash and Mikdash. What would you say? Well, we don't know anything, correct? Listen to the Rambam. Yesh mispalo pamachas b'yom. He's talking before they made a takon from tefillah. Yesh mispalo pomim harbe. Vakol yiyu mispalim noichacha mitosh. Okay? I don't know if that's a d'raisa, that's a vid, you have to know exactly what it means. Vakol yiyu mispalim noichacha mitosh. Then the Rambam adds something, which if you had any doubt about what it means, b'chol mokoyim sheyihyeh, wherever the mikdash is, v'chein hoya adov v'tomid, mimoish rabbein ol Ezra. That's what he means. In Mishkan, they were mispalel towards the Mishkan. In Gilgal, it was towards Gilgal. In Shiloh, Shiloh, no the Givon, no the Givon, and then was Beis Elamim. Okay. So then, it's not clear at all that after Churban, it's necessary there's a Deraisa over here. Okay. And I'll tell you something. And this goes hand in hand to what my Rebbe used to say. Okay. The Rambam does something. I remember they were talking about it many times. The Rambam gives a history lesson at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam goes like this. Mitzaseh los es bayis l'Hashem muchon liyois makrivim boi akobonis v'chigigim eilov sholosh pom v'ashon v'shneim v'osalim mikdosh v'adus parish בתיר מישכן שעשה מושה רבינו והוא לפישו שנמה כי לא יבוס בר אותו כי ושנכנסו לאורץ המידו מישכן בגילגו אבא עשרה שונה שכופשו ושחולקו. Very nice, very nice history lesson. ומשום בואו לשילוי ובונו שום בייס של אבונם ופירסו יוריאס המישכן עולוב ולא הויס השום תיקו ושין סמך תס שונה עומד מישכן שילוי וכשמייס אלי חורב ובואו לנאיב, ובואו נשום מקדוש, ובואו נשום מקדוש. כשמי שמואל חולב, ובואו לגיבו, ובואו נשום מקדוש. ומגיבון בואו לבייס הלומים. וימי נאיב וגיבון שבע וחמישים שם. But the history of all this is the history of how כלל ישראל במשך הדרס הוא מקיים למצוות of the עושרים מקדוש. And that's why the Rambam insists that tefillah is kineged noi v'givoi and shiloi, because it's the base maktzud. It's the bias that we are ivid HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. It's the matara of our tefillahs and akim avodah mikdash, even if we're not there, because it's noi chacha mikdash. Okay? So it means. That's mamash amazing thing. The diuk ram, it's not, you can someone say that it's the Oron, because the Oron, the Shechina, whatever, the Mikdash. That's where you daven. Okay. It could be that's where the Rambam puts the Tfilis Keneged Tmidum, even though he has Tfilis Ovis Tiknum in Hilchos Melachim, but Hilchos Tefillah, because the Tefillah is connected to the Tikkun, because of the Kiyum Avodah the Shabbat and the Kiyum Mikdash Shabbat. And that was the Etzem Takona when Tefillah is connected. Because Mamash, a whole new take on what Tefillah is connected to the Tikkun means. But Chayn Tikkun, Shehei Minyan HaTefillahs, Kimiyan HaKobonis, Shtei Tefillahs, B'chol Yoyim, Kenegat Shnei Tzmidim, B'chol Yoyim Sheesh Kol B'Musaf, this is the Rambam in Perek Aleph, then he says there's a musaf, and then ma'ariv is mishus because it's not there, is whatever they want, and that's the scoop now. Now, one could maintain. You see, it's a very strange thing. Okay. So I would have said, So it could be that you mechavim towards Eretz Yisrael because it's really towards Mikdash, okay? Beseder. Okay? That I understand, okay? Because that's derech artim, look at the psukim, okay? But the question is, when in the mokum ha-mikdash, why me mechavim can you get based kodshe kodshe? Because I would have said a priori, because once I'm there, okay? You see, the truth is, when you're outside, when you're davening, let's say in the Kusa Maravi, okay, you should be careful, you should face the Azola. Even though people don't do it, they face straight ahead. Because that's the Nerch HaMikdash. It's very clear where it is, okay? But the question is, what does it mean? And it says in the Gemara Bracha is that it says, Hoyo'imi B'Mikdash, that's in Bracha Salam Ramad Aleph, Yechavnes Libo can get based Kodshe HaKadoshim. Shenem Vispala or Mokim Hazer. Hoyo'imi B'based Kodshe HaKadoshim. Bonui letal piois, tail shall call piois planning boy. So I'm not sure there's a kashi here at all, because it could be the matara that the avoda shebo, the base matzut shebo is the mokum shchina and base kodesh kodesh, and that's what we're talking about, and that's what he means. If that's the case, I'm not sure. You see, then it becomes strange. Is it dependent upon Mikdash? Does it depend upon Mikdash? Because you're building a base maksud, and a base maksud is the mokum from Pierre's pointing boy. So I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I would have told you that the issue of base kodshe kodshim is not a problem. Because there's no reason to have the Azora. Ivdu b'miktoshay means ivdu in the mokayim of base kodshe kodshim in the shechina. Okay, so I'm just wondering then lechayir it means that noy v'givol, even when the olam wasn't there, or that the mokayim hashechina is there. This rabbeisai has nothing whatsoever to do with the pekei d'ablozo. Ein zekim base alokim v'zeh shah shabayim kilu v'zachaloyim, the tefillas go up in Yerushalayim to Shah Shamayim, because Rabbi Isai, in Noi V'Givon, you daven towards Noi V'Givon, not towards Yerushalayim. And that was the Ivdu V'Mikdosh. Then, okay. I guess I'll stop here because we're over time. Maybe it's just interesting, okay, let me just tell you one thing. It's just interesting that the Lashon in the Minyan, and I discussed this in Sherish Yud Beis, the Lashon in Sherish Yud Beis, where it's base maksud, is not the Lashon in Mitzvah Chof, where it's a base avoda, and not the impression you get in the Rambam in Perek Alpha, was base of Bechira. And that's a very interesting question. And Rabbi said, if you want, I can continue this next week and talk about the Ramban or whatever it is, but that's up to you. I just wanted to show you that this is what you can do in Mitzvah. Hatzlacha Rabba, let me know.